WestNewberryRadio.com.
No, we're not from West Newberry. No, we can't hip-hop like you. My client is the conqueror. I'm just Brock's advocating Jew. You gonna beat Brock's ass cause you the doctor of the thugs? I mean, you've beaten all the best, but now Lesnar's on your plate. You say your time is now. Brock says your calendar's out of date.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post-show.
I have options on how I handle this. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tweet about it until my fingers bleed. In that tweet, and however many characters I get, I am going to threaten. That's right. If I don't get what I want, I'm going to riot. And if that doesn't work, then by God, me and my friend Mark, we're going to stop watching.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
Let me tell you something, you self-righteous little puke. I am an A-plus player. I always have been, and I always will be.
And Lindsay Ward.
I have shattered glass ceilings. I have broken down doors. I have done more in 1 year than all of you have done in your entire collective careers.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, presented as always by Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop motion wrestling action figure review needs. And as always, PWMania.com. I am Sir Rockin, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
Hello, peoples!
It is King of the Ring Night. Well, the start of King of the Ring Night for this week's episode of Monday Night Raw. We played the theme of the last King of the Ring, and that would be King Sheamus.
Please don't do King Sheamus again. Please don't bring that back. Please don't bring back that ugly TR and cape. Just don't. Don't do that.
How can you get a crown on that mohawk?
I don't know, but I don't want to find out. I already have to sift through and suffer through Bray Wyatt and Ryback. I don't want to sit through King Sheamus again. No. Just, no, line, right there, no, don't do it.
We're just going to leave it alone there. We'll get to Bray Wyatt here in a bit. But let's talk about the King of the Ring. We had four opening round contests with the semifinals and finals tomorrow on the WWE Network at 8 p.m. Eastern. You know, get the network. It's only free for new subscribers or $9.99. We had Bad News Barrett and Dolph Ziggler in the first matchup of the evening in the King of the Ring tournament. Good match these two men had. Sheamus came out and, well, was showing off the Irish full moon from last night, or crest a little bit of the moon, because we really didn't get the full moon, and Lindsay's disappointed. We'll talk about that on Thursday. She didn't get her full moon last night.
I got robbed.
And so did Ziggler. That distracted allowed Barrett to hit the bull hammer, and Bad News Barrett moves on in the King of the Ring. And the question would be, who would he face? And honestly, I was a little surprised when we had Stardust taking on R-Truth, who said if he became king, he would banish spiders.
A noble goal?
It's a noble goal. It really is.
It's not a feasible one, but it's a noble one.
Yeah.
What were they doing, making their campaign promises, and they were like, as king, I shall do X, Y, Z?
Pretty much. We'll get to Dean Ambrose in a bit when he did his, and his were kind of wacky. In an upset, R-Truth beat Stardust. I was actually a bit surprised by the outcome. I figured Stardust would win, but he didn't. So that means R-Truth is getting slaughtered tomorrow night.
Yep.
So it'll be R-Truth versus Bad News Barrett. We had Dean Ambrose versus Sheamus in one of the other King of the Ring matches. These two men had a pretty good match.
They did, yeah.
He would like ban pop country. I think it was one of his promises. Was Dean Ambrose?
Why?
He's not a fan of pop country.
Dean, we need to have a talk, honey. Just, we need to have a talk, okay?
It's a little bit of a talk. He wants to ban pop country, you know. So they had a pretty. These two men had a pretty good match. Until the end, they were both fighting on the outside, and well, Ziggler was not happy from earlier on, and he sort of ran down and attacked the Sheamus, causing a disqualification. And the look on Dean Ambrose's face when it happened was like, "What? I lost because of that? What?"
So maybe we're gonna get a Dean and Dolph feud.
We possibly could, and I'd be okay with that.
I would be completely 100% okay with that.
So, there you go. And who would Sheamus be fighting tomorrow night? Well, we had Adrian Neville taking on Luke Harper in a really good match.
Yeah! This was probably one of the best of the night. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this was super good. Harper and Neville have great chemistry together. There was a lot of stuff on the outside. They did a lot of spots, a lot of jumps, a lot of kicks, a lot of everything, and just, yeah, this was a great, great match to watch.
Which saw Neville hit the red arrow in advance, so it will be Neville versus Sheamus and Barrett versus R-Truth. I'm going out on a limb saying Neville wins the King of the Ring. What about you?
It's either going to be Neville or Barrett.
Yeah. You're not going to pick one?
I don't think it goes on Neville.
Alright, so she's going Barrett, I'm going Neville. We're on opposite sides. So,
what does the Magic 8-Ball say? Because it obviously did better than us at the pay-per-view.
It did better than us. Anyway, as I do that, let's talk about Bray Wyatt and, well, the Ryback. So, last night on the pay-per-view, Bo Dallas was destroyed by Ryback, and Bo Dallas came out tonight, and he was looking for revenge. And did he come out all fiery? Yes, he did. He actually took it to Ryback for a while.
He did, yeah. And this is one of Bo's best showings to date.
It was. and so, Ryback won. Which was very clear with the shell shock. And then after the match, out came Bray Wyatt, who had his magic look tonight. He you know, screech, showed up in the ring, laid him out with the Sister Abigail and posed. The attack was pretty cool. And it was like one of those moments like, did Bray Wyatt just stand up for his brother?
Bray Wyatt saved Bo Dallas. It's so sweet.
He did.
Mike Rotunda's heart grew three times tonight.
Yeah, it did. And then Bray talked about how this is only the beginning, and, well, he could see right through Mr. Ryback, his friend, the Ryback. He knows what scares him, and tonight was only the beginning.
The only thing I can hope for with this, because I am still 100% convinced this is going to be a mountain of suck, is that they tie the Nexus stuff into it somehow, and you have Bray hint back to the Nexus stuff and remember. Although, no, because
they weren't in the same Nexus.
They weren't in the same Nexus, and Ryback was hurt.
Yeah, Ryback was hurt, so they never did cross the paths in the Nexus.
Damn.
Tried. You tried for the logic.
I tried for the logic, then never mind, it's going to be a complete mountain of suck. Just run. Why? Why are we doing this? What purpose does this have? I really need to know. It's like, out of everybody on that roster, it's who the fuck went, oh hey, yeah, Bray Wyatt and Ryback, that sounds like a great pairing.
I don't know.
Ryback has the charisma of a carrot. At least to me, he does. And I'm sorry, I just think of this feud and I think of the promos and I just cringe. Because I know Bray's going to be good. But at the same time, it's like, Bray, you just got your ass whooped by The Undertaker. Nobody's afraid of you. And I hate saying that because I adore him. But it's true.
It is true.
It's like, how do you expect anybody to fear him if he's just not scary?
He has to put the fear in somebody, and hopefully Ryback is feared.
You know, they gotta do something for him.
Hopefully. We'll get more into this on Thursday night, probably.
Why?
Big E took on Tyson Kidd, and when the finish happened, you could have heard a pin drop. There were some crickets as Xavier Woods held down Kidd's leg in about a minute. That was pointless.
Chirp, 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 chirp.
U.S. Championship Open Challenge, and Johnson reiterated some points that Lana was making, how this would be the final chapter for him and Rusev, and Cena says he won't quit, and you know, because he'd be laying down the USA and all that other stuff that he told us going into WrestleMania.
America.
America. So the Open Challenge, Heath Slater shows up, and he says he would take advantage of a crushed Cena and become the new United States Champion of the World, and then got crushed by Rusev.
Nice try, Heath.
Rusev was talking, Lana came out, did her royal wave, and then got sent to the back as a fans chant, "We want Lana." And he said, "Cena and all Americans will be saying, 'I quit,' and they won't be singing, 'God bless America,' as the Russian flag dropped down." So we're continuing on with the feud that will never end.
No. The feud that will never end ended, we think. Not quit. I saw no interaction between Big Show and Roman Reigns tonight. I'm calling that a win.
Maybe. We'll see what happens SmackDown on next Monday. Fandango beat Adam Rose beat Fandango.
Wow.
Rosa Mendez distracted him with some dancing and then made out with Adam Rose.
Ew.
Renee Young interviewed Brie Bella talking about her husband Daniel Bryan. She asked for an update, really to get an update. Just, you know, Bryan loves the universe and all that, and is grateful for the fans supporting him. And then Naomi pie-faced her and told her no one cares and about her or her husband. We had Naomi beat Brie Bella. They had a solid matchup. I actually thought they did pretty good tonight.
They did.
Could have had some more time. Still distracted by the shoes. We'll talk more about that. And let's see, any other things missing? No, let's get to the theme of the show, and that was, in fact, who will be the number one contender for the WWE Championship? And Seth Rollins was out and said neither one should be in it, and how he came out with he hit the SKO at Extreme Rules. Get it? The SKO? He thanked Kane for doing what was best for business last night in his role as Crypt Keeper, and Kane was not happy about it because Rollins said he was mistaken that the Crypt Keeper was a relic from the 90s that no one cares about, whereas Kane was the Gatekeeper. And Kane said he would rather be the WWE's version of the Crypt Keeper than WWE's version of Justin Bieber, which led to Justin Bieber chants all night long.
Why? Why would you do that?
So Orton came out, he says he wants a title shot because he used the RKO and cheated, etc. Kane was upset, or it has a point. Roman Reigns came out, and, well, he was standing on the table like he did last night when he beat the Big Show, and said he wants title shot, and, well, Kane was like, you know, yeah, we have a problem, and, you know, me and you, Rollins, are going to team up, and we're going to take on Roman and Orton tonight, and, well, the WWE Universe would decide who would be the WWE number one contender for the WWE Championship, I should say. And we had our main event, which saw Roman Reigns and Renu were going to take on Kane and Seth Rollins. They got along for a while. Seth Rollins decided to be, hey, I'm going to fly, and he decided to fly over the ropes, and well, Orton and Roman moved, and well, Rollins sort of hit Kane.
Kind of. He had a glancing blow.
He glanced off of him. And Kane went crazy. It's the best way to
basically.
Put it. Basically. He attacked James' security. Roman Reigns hit the Superman punch on Rollins, followed by the RKO. Roman and Orton win. And then 78% of the WWE Universe said the triple threat match at Payback. So it'll be Orton, Rollins, and Roman Reigns for the WWE Championship at Payback. I have a feeling Kane may be special referee. Call it a hunch. Call him a shot. We'll see.
Timekeeper, commentator, special guest referee.
Something. Solid edition of Monday Night Raw. We asked the Magic 8-Ball, will Bad News Bear win the King of the Ring? And most likely, so at least to the Magic 8-Ball, he's going to be king.
We'll have to see.
We'll tell you what happened on Thursday night on the Rack. 10 p.m. Eastern right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. This will do it for another edition of the Raw Post Show. On Thursday, we'll talk NXT Extreme Rules, King of the Ring, SmackDown, News. That's about it. You can follow the show on Twitter at WTRD_Rack, Facebook.com/WTRRack, Saturday night, midnight edition of the CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual, CB Radio, WTR on Twitter, Facebook.com/CigaretteButton, and the CB Radio Lab.com is the website. Use the hashtag BlameRob, as apparently, this is serious, we'll be really serious for a second. Legendary promoter Vern Gagne has passed away. We'll give you more information Thursday night.
Yes.
The Rack, because it's just breaking news right now. We'll be back next Monday night for another edition of the Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. You can follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. You can get us on TuneIn, Stitcher, and iTunes. Just search Wild Talk Radio Network. And check out Under the Raw Microscope every Tuesday or Wednesday on WildTalkRadio.com.
You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LinsWard, and go to my website, segwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LinsWard. Same as the Twitter, and don't forget to listen to The Rack every Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on wildtalkradio.com.
Thanks to PW Mania and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. She's Lindsay. I'm Rock. We'll see you Thursday night for The Rack, and right back here next Monday night, 11:10 p.m. Eastern, along the airways of the Wild Talk Radio Network, only on wildtalkradio.com. Hear voices calling.